Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment. I bet you have only one question. Where is Troy Bond performing next? Well, I'm going to tell you. Yes, yes, yes. I'm coming to Maryland on March 30th. Very few tickets left, so if I were you, I would get them right now. San Diego has sold out, ladies and gentlemen, so you won't be able to see me in the Sunshine State or whatever it is that they tell themselves that they are. But thank you for the support, San Diego. I will be in Phoenix on April 6th. Yes, the Dry City, and I'm going to visit the ghost of John McCain. Kansas City, I will be there April 19th and April 20th. Yes, actually, that's not true. What I do is I lie all the time. I'm actually going to be in Kansas City April 19th and on the 20th, 420, for all you gleeful stoners out there in St. Louis, Missouri. You can catch me there on April 20th. I'm doing a whole weekend of shows in Boston, May 5th and 6th, three shows. May 12th, 13th, and 14th, I will be in Raleigh, North Carolina, in the traditionally progressive southern part of the country. We sold out May 9th and 10th at Zany Chicago, but we added a third show May 10th, 10:15 p.m. Get your tickets to that online. That is starting to sell out, too. All that time I spent with Juicy Smollier is starting to pay off. I will be in Salt Lake City, Utah at Wise Guys Comedy Club May 25th. Bananas. Yes, this was the first club I ever did on the road. And I'm going to be at Bananas Comedy Club in East Rutherford, New Jersey. I think that's where it is. June 9th and 10th, also for three shows. Tacoma, Washington, I will be there June 28th. I will be in Portland, Oregon, June 29th, and Nashville, Tennessee, August 2nd. August 3rd, I'm going to be in Atlanta, not the show, the City Winery. And August 4th, couldn't get through this without making one fuck up in this impression voice. August 4th, 5th, and I believe 6th as well. I'm going to be doing a weekend of shows in Austin, Texas. All those tickets are available at troybondlive.com. Now, for today's entertainment, I present to you the Bonding Podcast.
I would have got it had you not pointed that out.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to really drive it home.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, all right. We're rolling? Oh, we're rolling. It's kind of catching me being mean to you on the goat book.
It's like we're on the news. Welcome
to another episode of Bonding. I'm your host, Troy Bond. If you or somebody you know has been listening to this podcast, you may be entitled to financial compensation. With me, as always, is my co-counsel, Miss Tori Cole, and our producer extraordinaire, off camera, in the shadows, Mr. Rick.
Hey.
Who shall remain nameless, I guess. At least until
faceless.
I just said his name.
Faceless.
He,
there we go.
He is faceless.
Faceless.
Today,
faceless Rick.
Rick, I think, knew we didn't have a guest today, and Rick was gracious enough to set up this beautiful monitor for us over here at Nexus Studio. Been hooking us up. I love doing the podcast here.
It's nice.
It's so much fun.
It's a good journey, too. Did you bike?
I did not. I took a train, and I ran into a lovely fan on my ride over.
What'd they say?
That they see me all the time on Instagram and Facebook.
And I was like, interesting.
Yeah.
Were they over 40?
No, she was 21.
Okay.
She was like, I was born this. She was talking about Pixar movies because I'm a fan. Mm-hmm. I don't remember how the. Oh, she was telling me about her cat.
How long were you with this person for?
A long time. 7 minutes waiting for the train, and then we took the train down to Broad Street.
Wow.
But she has a cat named Zuko, and I was like, oh, like from Last Airbender, and she was like, yeah, and I think the cat's dad's name was Baymax, which was the thing from Big Hero 6. I never saw Big Hero 6, but I told her.
Oh, that's a good one. I never saw it.
Oh, you've seen that one?
Yeah, it's a happy
movie. Add another one to the list, Tori's seen. Ratatouille, Big Hero 6, and Death of a Nation. No, but it was good. She called me an old man, which felt nice.
You're 27.
I know. And she was 21. And I was like, just wait. It's going to dry up one day for you. I remember when I was 21 with dreams. Remember when I was able to start drinking legally in public. My 21st birthday, I went to Dave and Buster's.
That's fun. I would do that.
It sucked ass. I don't recommend anybody go there. They have these little stupid cards that you can only use at Dave and Buster's, and they make you drop like $100 on it just to put money on it. Just so what, I could play Guitar Hero? No. Barcade is way better. But if you enjoy Dave and Buster's, you should go. Don't listen to me. I am a celebrity, but I'm not an influencer.
Yeah, are you, would you say you get recognized once a day now, at least? That was so cute. For those listening,
in my little Spider-Man shirt,
Red Bull down his face.
That Tori got me. Thank you very much. It's nice to get
happens
recognized.
To you all the time.
The other day, I was at Chick-fil-A. Did I tell you this story? I was at Chick-fil-A, and I was trying to get. I just wanted to get a sandwich real quick before I went to Broadway because I knew I wasn't going to eat that night, so I was like, let me just eat real quick, and then I'll just eat a sandwich on my way to the club. Then when I'm at Chick-fil-A, my manager calls me, so I'm on the phone with my manager, and I go to sit down to talk to my manager so I can eat, and I got, like, a fountain water, because I always forget to get something to drink. Like, I'll eat, and then I'm like, boy, am I parched. If only I thought to get something to wash this little cockatoo down with. And the water lid came off and spilled all over the table while I'm talking to my manager. I ran out of napkins. I almost thought about taking the bun and using it to sponge up the water. And these girls were at a table calling out my name the whole time, and I was trying to ignore them because I had a lot going on. I had water on the table. I had a chicken sandwich in my hand. I had a spot waiting for me at Broadway, and I got a manager on the phone trying to cut me a deal. And it's like they're like 16, 17, 18-year-old girls, whole table full of them.
Wow,
would be terrifying if I saw them coming at me down the street. I would rather face 5 crackheads than 2 teenage girls. And then we took a picture, and then the mom didn't know what she was doing. And she's like, sorry, he's been on video this whole time. And I'm like, I can hear the table dripping behind me, and I don't want the workers to have to clean it up. And they're like, yeah, we're here with Troy. You just spilled Chick-fil-A all over the place. And I was like, yep, and these bitches are making it really hard for me to leave. And we got a picture. It was nice. It was on TikTok.
When was this?
Last Friday.
Okay, nice.
It's nice to get to...
My favorite was when we had just gotten back from Broadway. It was like 1 a.m. I was walking to my apartment. I just said bye to you. And someone goes, are you Troy Bond?
The very same.
I was like, okay, I know you say you get recognized, but it was nice to, in that moment, like of all places in front of my apartment, at
well,
1 a.m. on
to
a
know.
Monday, I was like, what?
I'm paying all of them.
Yeah, it was
and
good.
It only happens when I'm around other people,
so.
Because I need witnesses to it.
Yeah,
it did feel nice that when that happened in front of you, because
yeah,
then
I was
like, yeah, vilified. When were we coming back from Broadway?
Yeah,
we had a good time in Philly last night. This will be out Tuesday. Philly was great.
Philly was so fun.
That was amazing.
Big fan.
I like Philly.
I like the people.
I wish I liked cheesesteak, but. I just can't. That's too much meat in a cheesesteak, you know, like, cause you got, it's like a whole, I don't like a meaty feel when I'm eating a cheesesteak, you know, or like any kind of sandwich. I don't even really like chicken cutlet sandwiches when they have 2 chicken cutlets on them. That's almost too chicken-y.
Too much.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. I was thinking about going back to being a vegetarian, but
I think we would have enjoyed it if we had split one. Which
right.
Next time maybe
like
we
Lady
do
and
that.
The Tramp.
Yeah, exactly.
Just both with a cheese stick.
I think if we had just like,
or we could just both shove it up our ass.
Yeah.
Ass first,
exactly.
cheesecake. Make good money on
that's
that.
Where it's gonna go.
We'll
anyways.
Sell out every club if we continue to do that kind of content
do it on stage.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, next time I think we should. Do
I have
that.
Two dates I
we
meant
should
to
try
announce
to eat
too.
Whatever the food is of the place.
Where are we going next, Maryland? We got to get a big pile
crab
of dog
cakes.
Shit. Right. Crab cakes. That's right.
Crab
we'll be
cakes.
In Maryland Magoobies Comedy Club this Thursday, March 30th.
Come
very
right
excited
up.
For that.
Very excited.
Sounded like David Letterman. We're going to be in Magoobies. I don't know why I do that impression. You don't care.
Well.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm a little tired.
I put you
early.
Out last night. I had you out late. I had you.
Yeah, you did.
I had you out till like, Tori drove us to Philly and then drove us back. We got back at like when, 1:30?
Yeah, around the time. I
thank
fell
you.
Asleep around 2:30.
Good. I fell right asleep when I got home. I went home. I rolled the joint. I was trying to watch Beavis and Butthead, and then I got like 10 minutes in, and I was like, All right, yeah, I'm tired.
Nice.
Usually I need like 4 hours of self-loathing when I get back from the road.
You were in a good place. You were chilling.
I was in a good place.
Yeah, I liked it. It was nice.
It was good times. Good show.
I was pretty. I mean, I had some Red Bull on the ride back, so I think that might have kept me up. I probably fell asleep at like 2:30, and then I had to wake up at 6 because I had to go to work for we had some RZ training for Lexus.
What's
that?
RZ training.
It's the new electric Lexus that's coming out.
Like a car with a remote, like a RC.
It's like a Tesla. But Lexus is Tesla.
RZ. Is it RZ, the letters?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not like a, it sounds like a Star Wars droid.
It looks like
RZ.
Cool.
Activate self-combustion mode.
Yeah,
whip, 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 whip.
Okay. It was cool. I
sponsored by, hey, let them know I'll do
it.
The commercial.
Yeah. You can be the new voice.
I will. I'll be the voice
Mini
of RZ.
Driver is the
be
voice.
Be like, RZ, open doors, Tuesday.
I also sat in a Tesla, and they have a feature in Teslas where you can make the passenger side under the seat fart.
There's also this feature in a Tesla where if you show your penis to a flight attendant, it offers to buy the flight attendant a horse.
Yeah?
Yeah. That's what Elon Musk did. Yeah.
Oh, I see.
That weirdo. I love looking at Elon Musk dorks. It's so embarrassing.
Dorks?
Yeah, there's like, he has like a whole army of dick riders out there.
Do they have a name?
They should call him the Elon musty ass looking dudes who dick ride a billionaire that doesn't care about you. It's just weird. I mean, like, I'm glad they have a hero. You know, weirdos need a mascot. Throughout history, all different types of men have had mascots. Anti-Semites, you know, had Hitler. Buddhists have the Dalai Lama. Catholics get the Pope. And people with Asperger's and conservative tendencies have Elon Musk. And those people need somebody, too. I just don't get the appeal. Like, is it just because, you know, he's kind of like Steve Jobs in many ways. Where, like, you just point and tell people to do something, and then they'll do it. Like, he's just known as this great visionary. But all the shit that he's talking about doing is, like, not possible. And I understand there's the whole, you know, it's called Tesla because his idol was Nikola Tesla, did all these incredible things, whatever, and they did the possible, not possible. But Nikola Tesla also married a bird, you know?
A bird?
Like, yeah.
Like a literal bird?
A literal bird. Two wings, married? 2 feet, and a beak.
Like they have a marriage?
Married a bird.
This Twiddly goes back to you dee. Knowing everything.
I don't.
Why do you know
There's
this?
A bunch of Elon Musk dudes listening to this right now being like, we actually like him because he has a weird body and his dad made all his money off the apartheid emerald mines.
Oh, right, because he's from South Africa?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Of course he's African-American and he's white. He would fuck
girl?
That up too.
With
Which
the
one?
Weird name?
Who? He was married to Grimes.
Okay.
The singer.
Yes.
That's who he had the baby with.
Okay.
Ooh, they named the baby RZ, actually.
Really? No way.
No, it's got some weird long computer name.
I was like, that sounds about right.
Yeah, it's like Elon's encrypted password.
Interesting.
But even that's weird because the billionaire, okay, Elon, like his whole thing is like he has a hard-on for populating the earth, right?
Really?
Most billionaires do,
for
yeah.
For populating mm-hmm. it?
Yeah, because that way when he dies, the wealth just stays within his family.
Oh, like him. I thought you meant like he wants people to reproduce.
He wants to put as many. He just had twins with an executive of Tesla or one of his companies last
really?
Year. Yeah.
Did he cheat on the same
Probably.
Well,
I don't know if you know this about billionaires.
Yeah.
Their moral compass is not working. Unlike the millions of people who work for them and are not being paid livable wages. But Musk, his whole thing is that. And his dad, who he's estranged from, Errol Musk, just had a kid with, like, his 21-year-old stepdaughter. Or, like, some kind of estranged family relative.
Know, like, how do you have all...
I infiltrated
like,
the Elon
is this
boards.
Why in your mind?
Because I have the same form of autism those Elon nerds do. But I'm just way cooler about it.
What's your favorite Elon Musk fact?
I don't know if I have one. I know that. Do I know what he eats for breakfast? Probably a big giant bowl of small Ethiopian child blood. I don't know. My favorite fact about him is you know that famous picture of him in Ghislaine Maxwell?
Who's that?
She was Jeffrey Epstein's
Yes.
buddy.
Is she in jail?
She is in jail.
Good.
And she's telling everybody that the story's bullshit, too. She's, like, in jail being like, I wish I could go back in time and never meet Jeffrey. I didn't realize he was the monster that he was. But she's just trying to save face because, I mean, Gaylan's whole thing, too, is like she chased Jeffrey because he reminded her of her father, who was a shitty, awful, sociopathic billionaire that was bad to women and kind of rapey to young girls. And then, but he died mysteriously in a boat accident.
I think
that had a long impact on her, and that's why she flocked to Jeffrey so much, because he was also another powerful sociopathic man. But Gilan's thing was, she was a, they always used the, you know what word they used to describe her?
What?
Socialite. They call her a socialite. Very interesting word, socialite.
What's the breakdown of that word? Like, I know it, I just want the core.
It just sounds very Gatsby, you know?
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, like, you. What do you do? You just
her
go
like
to
a coupe. And she's got her
right.
pinky out.
Yeah.
She's
when she should just get hit by
a
car.
Her neck.
Right.
Well, she's in jail, so it's pretty.
You don't hear about a lot of murders in women's prisons the way you do in men's prisons. Why is that?
Probably
can you tell
weight.
Me, as a member of the party?
I mean, you can't rape each other.
Sure you can.
Women raping women?
I'm sure it happens.
I mean, it'd be difficult.
Sure, but you're in prison. You got plenty of time to think about it.
They would use objects.
I didn't say raping, by the way, either. I said murder.
Well, I'm sure they kill each other.
You don't hear about it as much.
Women are less violent.
Not the ones who are in jail for murder. I am way less violent than them.
Well, I bet something drove them to do that.
Yes. I was reading this Batman comic the other day. And the comic was about Batman, like, in different periods of time. Mm-hmm. Like, and this one was, it was, like, colonial, like, Salem witch trials Batman. And he was investigating this murder of this husband, and they went to the wife's house, and she was like, oh, it be the devil out there in the woods who took my husband away from me. I don't know how they talked back then. That was like 10 different accents.
I felt like I was there.
But then Batman figured out that she was the one that killed her husband. And then they started, it's not funny, but it was kind of funny what the next panel was. Like once he figured it out, then they just start drowning her because they were trying to make her not be a witch anymore. And he was like, either put her in jail or don't. She probably did it because she had a husband that hit her one too many times and
right,
she couldn't
it wasn't
take
her
it
fault.
Anymore. Right,
exactly.
Like one of my
that's
heroes
what I'm saying.
Is
it's an outside force.
Yeah,
women at the core.
Right.
Don't do anything.
Well,
bad.
I'm not gonna say that. No,
we're
that's
all
not
perfect,
true. That's not.
Actually?
Yes.
That's,
right. I ladies.
I don't know if you noticed.
Santoya Brown is one of my heroes. Do you know who that is?
Santoya Brown.
Yeah.
No.
She was a sex worker trafficked when she was you know young. I think she started at a young age. Came from kind of a rough.
I'm gonna write her name down. I'll
yeah.
Google
no,
her
write
name.
Her down. Her story is really with a C. Cyntoia. I think that's how you spell it. Brown. And she was a sex worker, and then she was, but I don't even think she was a sex worker per se. It was more like a coerced sex trafficking type of situation. And she feared for her life with one of her clients slash captors. Again, I'm not really 100% sure on the details of that part of the case, but I do remember that he threatened her life and she killed him because she thought he was going to kill her. And then she went to jail.
Did she write a book?
For
where do you find this?
She was like life in prison. I found out about it because people were talking about it, how outraged they were
she's
that this.
Of jail now.
She's out now, good. But she is one of my heroes for what she did. And there's a really great documentary, I think it's on Netflix that they did it, but I read this book about it years ago when it came out. That's how I found out about it. Not because I'm trying to sound better than you for finding out about this in a book when everyone else found out about Netflix. But I think about that all the time.
Her story?
I think about her story because the only reason she's out is because of the media attention it got. Do you know how many people are sitting in Rikers, men, women, black, white, whatever, who are in there and just are never going to get out because they don't have the money to get out?
And they're innocent?
I would say so. I don't know statistically how many of them,
yeah.
But I think I'm pro death penalty,
that's
but
sad.
You also, I'm anti-death penalty because of the amount of times that we fuck up. Like,
would
we fuck it up so much and people die who didn't need to die, and then they get exonerated. It's not like their life gets reset back into a video game. So that's the only thing that makes me not completely pro-death penalty. But some people deserve it. But also, I think sometimes that you get off a little too easy. Like this kid, Nicholas Cruz, do I think he should die? Yeah, he was the Parkland shooter.
For sure.
But that's too easy. That's too easy. I think he needs to rot out in jail.
That's my Sam. I'm thinking, would you rather be on the death sentence or rot in jail?
I would rather be in death row.
That's what I'm saying. It's so why like give a him that treat?
Yeah. And you get to be away from the other prisoners.
But you also it costs money to feed and house.
Sure, I don't give a fuck. I mean, I will gladly pay that price if it means he doesn't get a sweet release from death. I mean, like, put him in Gen Pop and let the prisoners take care of it. Let them kill him. I hope he dies in his own blood in a shower one day. All those shooters.
Yeah.
I mean,
they should get shot in the toes.
Every day.
Every day.
Like Looney Tunes, just Yosemite Sam. Now dance, boy! Ba-pew, pew, 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 pew. And says he's white, he won't be able to dance. No rhythm.
And then
no
shoot
lips.
Him for it.
No soul. Pop, pop. You're going to lose. This little piggy is going
to
Gen Pop.
I pitched our idea.
I do. I hope you're listening, whoever you are. Mr. Show Business. Listen, I got ideas out there for you, kid. That's my thoughts on Elon Musk and the death penalty.
Nice.
What made you pick out this Airhead candy?
No, I just know you,
you know,
like
I like
sour
this candy.
Candy.
When I go to the movies, this is usually what
that's
I pick out.
You go
I
there,
usually go.
Ropes?
I haven't. You know, I haven't been to the movies in like a month.
Whoa!
I know.
Who are you?
I know.
Who
I saw,
are you?
I know. I haven't been.
What movie do you want to go see?
Let's see. Let's see. I want to go see. The last movie I saw was Cocaine Bear.
Oh, was it good?
It was good. It was Ray Liotta's last movie. He was in Goodfellas.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
And then he died.
Right.
Well, there a lot of other stuff happened in between.
Yeah.
His last movie was good. Dungeons and Dragons, I don't want to see this.
No.
Shazam, Fury of the Gods. Dear God, I don't want to see that. And that's a superhero movie. Ugh, who would want to see that? Scream 6, I never saw the first five. I don't really care about the franchise. I'm not a horror guy. Are you a horror person?
No, but there's a lot of big celebrities.
People are I might go. I mean, that's the thing about having the Regal app. Like, I can honestly go see any of these. I used to when I wasn't living in Manhattan. Mm-hmm. Just go to the movies when I had to kill 3 hours.
You're so close to the one.
I know, and I'm also close to, like, being... But I've been watching The Wire a lot again lately. I love The Wire. Maybe it's because we're going to Maryland, but I didn't like it the first time I watched it. Now I'm watching it a second time, and I'm really into it. Creed 3 I want to see, but I don't want to feel bad about my body.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to watch Michael B. Jordan and Jonathan Majors.
I mean, I think you...
That's what I'm thinking.
I don't think you need to do anything, but you might be inspired.
I think I'm procrastinating on my inspiration there with those two beautiful pieces of chocolate.
I need some inspiration. It's hard with comedy to prioritize working out because we're tired and we're working a lot.
Yeah, I mean... I'm okay with the work part of it.
I am too. I just feel like when I go to bed late, I have a hard time being like, I'm going to work out.
Oh,
and
dude, they're showing Godzilla Tokyo. That's cool. Are they showing that tomorrow? Fuck yeah, I would go see. It's only showing today at 7 o'clock. Damn. Could I see? No, I got to show at 8. Damn, I can't see that.
Oh, yeah. I saw
almost
it.
Just
oh,
left
God,
your
God,
ass behind.
That.
They're showing Everything Everywhere All at Once again. You're going to my show?
No.
Oh.
I have to go to Red Inch.
You? Oh, right. Yeah, there's no. I mean, I'll get to the movies this week. I've also just been busy.
Yeah.
I was I'm less hard on myself about video games now. I was watching this interview with the guy who runs Michael Jackson's estate because they're doing the movie. So like, you're gonna see a lot of press and little things start coming out between now and whenever the movie comes out. And he was talking about how Michael loved playing pinball.
Mm-hmm.
Because like it would just generate, and like he would like so many songs he wrote came mid pinball game.
Really,
like he'd be writing pinball. He's like, yeah, I was playing pinball, and then I went upstairs, and the idea for Liberian Girl just came into my head, and it was all because of pinball. And now I'm like going into playing video games, hoping that it helped me come up with new jokes, and it's worked so far.
Really?
I did like 5 new bits last night. Let me see if I did any of the bits that I wrote down.
Oh. I thought you said you came home and you wrote 5 new bits.
I did.
Are you going to get a pinball machine when you get a big
house? I have a PlayStation 5. Imagine the ideas that are going to come out of that.
That's true.
I did most of the stuff that I wrote down yesterday. I also like realized that, like, I mean, it's good to have a notebook and like you got to write down your thoughts and everything, but I didn't look at that shit one time last night.
Yeah, I like that you brought it off stage, though. I'm surprised you didn't just leave it out there.
I know. I have a problem with that.
Leaving,
I lost my mail key, my mailbox key.
Damn.
I don't know if it was me or Slater, but I'm taking responsibility for it.
Neither of you have one.
There was one, and now there's none.
There goes
but she
that.
Dislocated her knee, so I'm going to be nice about it and take responsibility for it.
I guess you can ask the landlord.
Yeah, I got to find it. It's in my room. I'm thinking it's in pants somewhere. It's so weird.
Small key.
Yeah, it's a small key.
It's tough.
I don't have anything coming. I got an Amy Winehouse poster that should be coming, but that won't fit in the mailbox.
From an, like, which album or just
just a picture of her pinup. She looks really pretty.
Aw. I love Amy.
Her. Yeah, me too.
Favorite Amy Winehouse song.
Oh man, it changes so much. You know, like when I for a while I loved a lot of her demos are so well done that they would pass for an artist's full-fledged song today. Like her song, her demo for Wake Up Alone, I like so much more than I like the released version of Wake Up Alone has that Amy doo-wop-y feel to it, but just the demo of it. I mean, it's even a little happier, the released version. The demo is just a little percussion, a little bass, and her voice, and it's so grainy. Like that Billie Eilish song, Lost Cause, reminds me a lot of the demo of Amy Winehouse's Wake Up Alone. And I got into Amy, like, just randomly in my early 20s. And I don't think I ever fell in love with an artist. Maybe Prince. Amy and Prince were the two that, like, I never really listened to growing up. And then when I was out on my own, I just fell in love with them. And Amy, it's like, it took me so many tries to watch that documentary about her because it's just so heart-wrenching. But, like, even just thinking about it now, like, I'm tearing up a little bit. I love her. And watching those videos of her at the end when she's so drunk that she can barely stand.
She's
like,
so thin.
She's doing that. She's trying to kill herself so she won't have to do this anymore. And it's just, it breaks my heart to think about, which is no new nuance there. You know, I don't have any new opinions on there, not like Mr. Elon Musk, but I do wish that we got to see more of Amy. And I think, like, all the time, like, what artists, we'll never know, it's impossible, but I like to play the what if game. Like, what if, I think Elvis would have been remembered as just as big as he was had he not died, because he really, you know, Elvis never went on a world tour.
Really?
Ever. He couldn't. His manager wasn't allowed to leave the United States. And they had to get all this money offers from doing all this overseas stuff. And Tom Parker just couldn't leave. So Elvis had to pretty much just work in Vegas. He tried to leave his manager, and his manager wouldn't let him leave. Because he's like, okay, well, you have all these business expenses to pay for. Because that's what happens. Like, when you sign up for a record label, and they're like, okay, you need studio time? Boom, got you. You need champagne? Got you. Two bitches, here's foe. Keep the change. Got you. You get all that, but you got to be making that label money back, which is very different than what Elvis's manager did. It's not like he was a label, but he was a dude who was fronting business costs that you just don't think about. And then Elvis just got fat and on drugs and locked himself away in a hotel room and then died in obscurity in Vegas. But I think even if he didn't die, he still would have been remembered as, like, a king. Like,
he still is.
Think of, like, Frank Sinatra, you know? Like, Frank retired and still died one of the greats. And old. Frank was really, old for...
He was, like, what, in his 70s? Late 70s?
I would say probably that. Yeah, probably in his 70s. Dean Martin lived way longer than he should have. I think just of old age.
70s still kind of young.
Yeah. Dean Martin should have... I mean, he lived to be old. I mean, older than he should have been. Let's see. Frank Sinatra, cause of death. How do you think he died? Hit by a truck.
I'm going to say throat cancer.
He flew too close to the moon. Heart attack. 82.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, there's a theory that Ronan Farrow is his son. You know Ronan Farrow?
No.
He's the one who busted Harvey Weinstein and, like, all the... He's Mia Farrow's biological son, and they say...
It's very interesting.
He is Frank Sinatra's son as well. Looks just like him, in my opinion.
Huh. Okay.
Because that's definitely not Woody Allen's son. But yeah, 82, good age to die. Is there a good age to die?
You never answered my Amy Winehouse question.
What?
Favorite Amy Winehouse.
I said it, Wake Up Alone, the demo.
Okay, sorry, then you explained it at length, and I blacked out.
Yeah, I know.
Mine's Valerie, if you,
Well, sometimes, ask, what's your favorite Winehouse song was? Valerie's a good one. I like the BBC Live version.
Same.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
What do you like, Valerie?
So happy, and I used to sit on.
What is that song even about? What is Valerie
sitting
about?
Sitting alone and being happy.
Well, sometimes I go out by myself.
And I look across
the water.
And sometimes I think to myself.
In my head, I paint a picture. This is a worst. This is the worst spoken word poem. And who's Valerie? She's just asking Valerie to come. It's like a friend.
I think someone else. It's not her song.
It's like when I ask.
It's not her song.
It's oh, that's not her song.
I don't think so.
Really?
Only you would know. You would. You know everything.
Well, I think this just proves my point that I don't.
You're just saying this. Okay.
Well, watch out. I know. I used to love the girl from Ipa Nipa. Then I found out that one was a cover. I think that was a Frank Sinatra song. But even that might be a cover. Is it hers?
Mark.
When did that
Ronson?
Come out? Mark Ronson. I mean, I don't know if that's right. Mark Ronson did Uptown Funk.
It's Mark Ronson's song.
Release date. Mark Ronson, Valerie. When did this come out? No, did he produce this song for Amy? Yeah.
Well, he should have made it so that it sounded like it was coming from her.
Let's see. Is Valerie an original song? This is riveting podcasting. Is Valerie an original Amy Winehouse song?
I bet everyone
song?
Else is curious, too.
Yeah, no, it's her song. Mark Ronson produced it. It's like Uptown Funk. Mark Ronson featuring Bruno Mars, but Mark Ronson didn't say shit. That was Bruno going, fill my cup, put some liquor in it, grab the kick, down the check. This is the point of the podcast where I'm trying to make Rick laugh. Ooh, Leo, get the check. Rock the Hollywood, Jackson, Mississippi. Somebody give me a pinball machine. Valerie, great song.
Thanks.
Uptown Funk, derivative.
Yeah.
Any other music opinions you want to give? What are you listening to right now?
Right now?
Yeah. Right now, it's probably so dancing with a beach blown trip, and you're probably getting frisky.
I've seen Carrie Underwood live. She's pretty good.
Love Carrie. I only know that one song.
I don't
that's
really
a
like
lie.
Country usually.
My mom, that was her ringtone for a
really?
Long time. That's remember hilarious. Those flip, those like go team, what was the mobile? The logo was like some yellow dude that was singular.
Singular.
It was a singular phone, the singular go phone. And the ringtone was, I dug my key.
That's funny. What was your first cell phone?
A Motorola flip phone with Straight Talk. And my ringtone was Rockstar by Nickelback.
That's hilarious.
Which honestly kind of was a self-fulfilling prophecy for me. I always wanted to be a big rock star. I'm not, but I like to work toward the life.
Mine, I think it was a Pussycat Doll song.
Loosen up my buttons, babe.
I feel like it was Don'tcha.
Okay. That song still hits. We listened to that on our way to
Stick
gig.
Maybe it was Stick With You. Whatever. Anyways, I had a pink razor. That was very good. Could you imagine someone being like, hey, text someone on this? You wouldn't know how to do it.
Took 20 minutes.
It's insane. Why?
I still like have the shortcuts in my texts sometimes, like when I'm texting and I'm like, no, I have a full keyboard now. I have to type out the full word.
Yeah.
I get lazy and I'll type out the letter U. And then I feel like that's just like someone reads that and they go, fuck you.
Oh, you type just the
U.
Oh, U.
Yeah. I read the book that Prince was working on, the autobiography, right before he died. And he wrote all out like that. So I was.
You're just trying to be like him.
I'm always trying to be like somebody, man. I have no personality. I have nothing original about me. I'm just
it's
an accumulation of a bunch of other different people. That's why I wear these Spider-Man shirts and talk in this podcast so people really never get to know who the real me is. Because, frankly, I don't know who the real me is. Even as I look at this man in the mirror, I'm asking him to just be somebody. Be someone that you can recognize. Instead,
I
just don't. No, I'm reciting what's in my heart.
See,
or
that's original.
What's in this reflection of the shadow of a man's heart. You like this shirt? Shout out to my man, Vintage Marvel Addict. He gave me this shirt for free with the hoodie that I got, the Iron Man hoodie.
That looks really good.
Yeah, it feels nice.
What's it called?
I don't know.
Does it have a name?
Spider-Man fighting Spider-Man, Green Goblin fighting Spider-Man and Spider-Man's clone.
I like it.
Yeah.
For you.
You think you could live with a clone of yourself?
Of myself? That's a terrible thing. My gut reaction is I would love that, which is insane.
Well, okay, you got to think about it this way. Is it a clone? There really could never be like.
I feel like I'd be a lot of fun. I'd be like, wee.
I mean, I have a good time hanging out with you.
Thanks. I'm like, I want that.
I feel like I would kill my clone.
I think I would have really, I think I'd eat a lot with my clone and we'd get really fat and then we'd be really sad together.
That would be the weirdest episode of my 600 pound life.
And then we'd make each other work out a lot and then we'd do the cycle over again.
Right.
You'd get the best gym buddies ever, but then you'd get
That is true. That's why I always, like, when I was growing up, I always wanted a twin.
Yeah.
Like, twins spend so much time together. I feel like you're never alone. And when one of them dies, the other one gets so sad.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's a true bond.
It'd be so weird to look at someone that looks like you.
I would just, whenever I'm in public, just point at them all the time.
I had a lot of twins in, like, growing up in my classes, and I never knew which one was which.
Right.
And I would just kind of blanket statement, like, if one pissed me off, they both pissed me off. If one was cool, I was cool with both of them. But, like, it was just a group thing. Which would piss me off if I was the twins, because it's like, no, I didn't say that.
You're your own person. But triplets, like, is even crazy. I don't know any triplets.
Sarah Barnett is a triplet.
Is she really?
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense. Is it three girls?
I think so.
The boy, the different genders of twins are always very interesting to me.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Quadruplets are crazy, too. What's the highest it goes?
Well, there was the Kate plus eight situation.
Right. Did she have all those at once?
Yeah, she had six at once.
How does that happen? How do you not die from that?
It's so crazy. Well, they're all pretty fucked up, I think.
Yeah. Who would have thought that putting a camera in front of a bunch of babies' faces wasn't going to be a productive environment for them?
Yeah. Did you watch that show? I loved
that show. My mom loved it.
I loved it.
There was that, and then there was Octomom.
Yeah. Well,
she got slut-shamed, right? What happened with her?
She was just in the towel. That was like a whole like People magazine thing. I don't think she ever was on TV.
Really?
Not to my knowledge. Maybe I missed that, though. I was very Kate plus eight.
John and Kate plus eight.
And then it was just Kate plus eight because they got divorced.
They got divorced.
I don't know.
Now they're probably on Cameo charging less than I do.
How's Cameo going?
John and eight plus $8. And you could send a happy birthday card to your mother who you don't love very much.
You still get a lot of cameos?
Hearing that, my notifications weren't on for a long time, so I missed so many of them.
Sad.
And I'm just trying to get back to them now because you can send them out after you've. But I haven't put that much effort forth, and I should, because I feel bad about the ones
that I missed. At first it was like a full, like, skit, and now it's like, hey, you piece of shit.
Hey, listen, buddy. Oh, it's me, Crunchy the Clown. Honk, honk. You want George Costanza? That's $5 extra! All right. I'm sorry your grandmother died.
Oh,
here are five
that?
Jokes about this. No, one woman bought a cameo for herself the other day because her divorce went through. And I was like, that's great. Congrats. You're already looking for new men.
Interesting. Was she looking for you?
I don't think intentionally. Okay. I mean, yeah, she paid $25 for a cameo.
Like, you think she was like, I love you? Was it like weird?
I mean, in many ways, she did say that.
Yeah.
By paying $20 to get a cameo from
What'd
me.
What'd you say? Congrats on losing the dead weight. That wasn't even funny.
Just the way you said it was really funny.
Too real.
No, what did I say? I said I sometimes I record them when I'm
on the toilet.
Yeah, because like I told you, like the notifications don't come through. Not on the toilet. I record them in the back of Broadway. And I forget what the background of that looks like.
Right.
And
it's
like,
hey,
happy birthday. It looks like I'm about to be raped. So I hope they don't get upset over that.
It's authentic. It shows who you are and where you
are. I'm a man on the go who makes frequent stops.
There you are. There's your identity.
That's my identity.
You created that life yourself.
I guess so.
Fully yours.
You have an identity? You have an identity.
Yeah.
Does anyone have an identity? Is there a self? What is the self?
You know that meme where it's the guy that's looking in the mirror and he's like, we're really in this bitch. Have you
seen
that
meme? Yeah.
I had a real weird out-of-body experience like thinking about that meme the other day, and I was brushing my hair, and I was like, I'm brushing my hair? And I was just like looking at myself like, it was just this weird, like, I can't even explain it. It was so weird.
How's that new medication working out? It's going great.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I was like, people see me as a human, and I'm just in here. You're looking at me, and I'm looking
I know.
At you.
And there's both little dudes inside of
it's
our heads
so weird.
Just holding the ship.
It felt like for a second there was my body, and then there was me, and I was separate from it. I don't know how to explain it. Have you ever had that?
Yeah. I was watching this thing yesterday about this Plato story where I'm gonna butcher this so bad.
Plato, like the Greek god?
Yes.
Or whatever?
No,
Greek.
Like the pizza factory.
Greek.
He was
a philosopher.
Philosophizer. He was one of those dudes. One of them thinking dudes. And I'm going to butcher this allegory so bad, but it's basically The Matrix, where imagine there's a bunch of prisoners in a cave, and they're shackled facing a wall.
I'm picturing this.
Right. They're shackled, in a, and they're facing a wall.
How many?
I don't know. Let's say there's three dudes. And
are they
wearing
clothes?
If you want them to.
I'm going to give them loincloths.
They're wearing loincloths, and they're
shackled to each other.
All Capricorns, since we just want to throw out details that don't matter. And they're chained in this cave, and there's a fire behind them, but they can't look back. All they could look is forward. And they and there's a bridge behind them where people from the town walk through, and when they walk through the town, the prisoners see the shadows of these livestock, of the horses, of the baskets, of anything, and that's the most exciting part of their life, and that's life to them, and they've never seen the people. They've only seen the shadows that illuminate.
There's a fire and a bridge behind them?
There's a fire behind them, and then there's a bridge that people cross, and when people cross that bridge, their shadow projects onto the cave wall that the prisoners are facing, and that's the only life that they know, and
they think
that's life.
Got it.
Right?
Okay, so you're saying they see shadows.
Yes, and
got
they
it.
See a dark, and then one prisoner is freed, and he goes outside, and he's like, holy shit, dude. That's Plato's direct words. Yeah. He goes, holy shit, dude.
This is how it was written in the
book. He's like, I got to go. There's light. There's people. The people are smiling. There's no chains. I got
to
go tell my friends about this.
He goes back to the cave.
He can't get in. He's just yelling from outside of the cave. He's like, he's saying all this, but they don't understand it.
Jared.
They don't understand what he's saying, and they don't know who this guy is, because all they know is the shadow world in front of them. And that's why Zay is like, that's basically what The Matrix was, you know? But to your point of like, we live... You're like, I'm really out here. I'm really like a person.
Yeah.
Like, you gain that level of consciousness. And I think it's really probably the thing that fucks up human beings the most.
What?
Is we're able to just realize, like, oh, yeah, we're either 10,000 thoughts wrapped around one thing or one thing wrapped around 10,000 thoughts.
It's weird.
I don't know if dogs or cows or animals or... Certainly not fish, if you've seen the look on their stupid faces, ever have those thoughts. But
no, I think we're definitely one of the few things that can pull ourselves out of ourselves.
And back in and fold into ourselves.
Like there's a lyric in the Flowers song, Miley Cyrus, I can hold my own hand.
Mm-hmm.
And I did it one day and I was like, that is
you can't. Yeah, you can't practice shaking hands with yourself, as George Carlin would say.
That does not bring me solace.
I could hold my own hand, but I would rather have sex with another person.
I'd rather someone else hold my hand.
Thank you for coming on the podcast today, Senator. Today we are holding each other's hands. This is a monumental occasion for hand holding. You know how to shake hands properly?
Yeah, yeah.
Web to web.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good job. That's a good handshake.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. I was handshaking a lot last night.
This is my least favorite. Ready?
Yeah.
Have you ever gotten one of these?
Charmed.
The over the hand and then.
That's how I shook Edie Falco's hand.
Why? Because
I was trying not to squeeze her and tell her that I love her. Aww. So I just went, Edie, it's a pleasure to meet you. Thank you.
And
I also didn't know if it was okay
Michael
to touch.
Jackson handshake. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
That's like, I thought
it's beautiful.
He would like curl over and do that.
I was shaking hands a lot last night.
I don't like shaking hands.
I like hugging people, but not everyone's a hugger.
I know. I just, after the pandemic, there was a while where I liked it because I was like, just touch me. Like I was 6 feet apart for so long.
Mm-hmm.
And
now you're
trying
to get 6 inches between.
Me.
Yeah, I know. Same.
Don't touch me.
Yeah.
I'd rather the fist bump. That's become normalized.
That's a good one. Yeah.
I mean, unless I'm in a real business meeting, like don't touch me.
Yeah.
Especially at a comedy club. Ugh.
Well, they shouldn't be touching you in any business meetings. There's laws about that now.
When you meet. In a business setting, I'm fine with the handshake. But
I'm like, what's up, player? Give me some skin you're picking up when I'm putting down my brother.
Hands are like toilet seats.
When I meet with the hands are like toilet seats.
That's what they say.
Everyone has one and they all stink.
Yeah.
Hands are gross.
Hands are gross.
Everyone is like touching parts of their bodies that they never talk about touching. And yeah, you bring your phone into the bathroom.
Everyone picks their nose.
Everyone picks some parts of their body and we just don't. Talk about it. We're on the buddy system for germs, and that's what killed a good portion of the population. We're on an honor code of, I wash my hands every time I pee.
That's, I'm like, don't shake my hand.
Don't shake my hand. I think we just found your catchphrase. At the end of every single joke, don't shake my hands. I drive a Jeep Wrangler. Don't shake my hands.
I feel like I sound like a bitch when I say that, because that's not my energy, but now I'm just like, just...
I think it's justified. I think we have to get rid of handshaking altogether.
I think it should be canceled.
When is the only time it's okay to touch somebody?
If you're meeting them in a bit, I will say though, I like to shake my hands with my eyes.
Like, I like to shake my ass.
I feel like
with
if I
ass.
Give someone really good eye contact, and
that's a good one.
It means like I'm being respectful because it's like it's a little disrespectful not to handshake. But if you look them in the eyes and you say, "It's so nice to meet you."
Well, yeah, you got to look at someone in the eyes when you're shaking
language,
their hands,
and then you can kind of be like, "We don't need to touch." You say it with
your
eyes.
Yeah, 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 right. Don't touch me. Yeah, yeah, like you're going for a handshake. Like.
Yeah, it's awkward though when someone goes for it and then someone does the last minute. Bump.
You mean like all of comedy for the last 3 years?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's yeah. The
if you're already this far, just accept the germs though.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't know.
I'm a germaphobe by many regards.
Same.
But living in the city, I'm definitely not like. Like, I'll drink the tap water right out of the faucet. I don't give
Same.
A shit.
Oh, it's
probably
known
makes
as
me
the
stronger.
Best water.
Is it really?
Yeah.
It can't be true. It tastes so bad.
New York is known as the best water.
Why? They just changed the logo, and I hate it so much.
What logo?
Of New York. It used to be I Heart New York. Now it's We Love New York.
Oh.
Get the fuck out of here.
Really?
Yeah, it's so dumb.
I don't know.
Eric Adams is just one big-ass nightclub promoter who's running a city.
It should be They Love New York.
I mean, I get the message, but like... we are living in
heart?
Poverty. No, it's still red, like the blood on the streets of the people who can't afford rent. We can't afford rent.
No.
That's what the logo should have been.
we got a bit, folks.
We
got a premise.
Oh, boy.
That's fun.
By
like
the time
that.
I start doing this, it's probably going to be done.
There.
Yeah, the funny thing is they tried to fix something that wasn't broken. Typical New York, you know, we built that vessel thing. In the city by Hudson Yards, they built this tourist attraction where it's just stairs and you could walk up all the stairs, and they had to shut it down because people kept killing themselves off of it.
Oh, the vessel. I got to go in it before they shut it down.
Did anyone jump?
Not when I was
there. It's like when I went to go see the Spider-Man
play.
Pretty
cool
like,
looking from
people
inside.
Were getting hurt.
Not
in the
flex.
Really?
Yeah, it was a cool experience.
I figured it would just look
you?
Like a...
I'll show you.
Yeah, I don't know if we need any more tourist attractions in this city. What we probably need are some hospitals and... needle disposals. Although the city's not as dangerous as Fox News makes you think it is. I felt way more in danger in Philly yesterday when that guy came up to me and started talking to me for no reason than I ever have in the city.
Pretty cool, right?
Oh, that triggers my trypophobia. I don't like it.
What's trypophobia?
It's like the fear of a lot of holes. I definitely have that.
Oh, well, it was cool looking on the inside.
It's cute.
Right?
Yeah.
It's sad. No one can see
They let
now,
you just take your shirt off in there?
Yeah.
Looks like a beehive that nobody asked for.
Yeah.
With the most unproductive bee. It's a beehive where all the bees are killing themselves.
That's funny.
What's the buzz? It's gone. Bzz, 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 bzz. You think a bee would kill itself by making a phone call, right? Because they say the cell phone signals kill the bees. What if a bee killed themselves by calling the suicide hotline?
Wait, cell phones kill bees?
They were saying that for a while, that bee signals, or bee signals. The bees are coming in, the signals are killing us. That cell phone signals were killing bees, they said. That was happening.
They say AirPods fuck you up too.
In what way?
The Bluetooth.
Does what?
Melts your brain.
Really?
Yeah. I've got friends that keep the wire headphones.
Because Alex Jones told them to?
They also live in L.A., so that
They said that cell phones were going to scramble men's sperm counts as well.
5G
because we keep it.
Kill us all, too.
Yeah, and look at us now, thriving.
I sleep
Except
over
for the
my
people that die.
Wi-Fi router, which feels a little unhealthy, but there's so much Wi-Fi in New York that it's like just penetrating us at all times.
Well, sometimes when it gets too cold in my apartment, I'll just crack the microwave door open and just let the radiation keep me warm. Mm. It's fine. If you wake up the next day, you can do it again. That's usually
true.
My motto in life.
Yeah.
I got hit by a car and a city bike. A week later, I got back on a bike.
And then you got hit walking.
Yes, but not on a bike. I'm so cautious on that bike now. I touch the burner on the stove and I know it's hot.
I know. I don't like the bikes. I'm not smart enough to like get them out of the dock. It stresses me out.
I've raged at bikes before. I beat the shit out of one the other day because it just wouldn't unlock and I just kept kicking it. And I was like, I really hope that would be the time I get recognized.
Right? Don't do that. You got to be careful now.
I know.
Have you been recognized other than spilling water, doing anything crazy?
Not yet,
okay.
But it's coming. You'll see it on TikTok soon. This year is going to be the good year for me, and next year is going to be the the downfall year for me. Oh, please. If I had that power, I would have $1 million and a 12-foot dong. That's what I try to manifest every day. I want 12 feet so I can just put it over my shoulder.
That's disgusting.
I mean, yeah. If you believe in you, if you believe in yourself or you don't believe in yourself, either way, you're right. That's what they say,
that's
right?
That's true.
If you think that manifestation? If you think you can, you think you can't. Either way,
you're, right.
You're a whore. That's all state stand.
I like that. We should get that. Put that on the wall.
I think we just found a clip for this week.
It's beautiful.
We only really have to work as hard as one clip and then the rest of the pod.
People
can just
are listening,
sort of,
though. That's the crazy thing.
People are listening. I don't
Thank
know why. You guys
everyone
need
everyone that came to Philly and listened, I love you so much. Sabrina, I think she's a pod listener.
Yes.
She recognized
Thank you, Sabrina.
Me in the
she did. Yeah. We got to start recording
now
some
I
stuff
know what it's
there
like.
To put in the. Yes, to be recognized in the ladies' room.
Yes. I can't
Happens to me all the time. They're like, get out of the women's room, Troy Bond. Your picture's up. I'm like, oh, that's the last time I tried this at LA Fitness. Boop, 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 boop. I make that noise. That's how they know.
You should just do that at people. What? Just make weird noises.
You know,
like
Picasso used to carry around a
ear?
Revolver.
In an envelope?
No, that's Van Gogh. Oh. He had Van Gogh's ear. He bought it at an auction. He carried it around his neck. It's where he got inspiration. He believed it would still gain his powers. I need you to help Vincent with this next painting. I need something that looks fucking crazy.
Time?
No, Picasso was more a little more modern. I think Van Gogh was 1800s, but Picasso was around in the 1900s.
Same type of pixel?
No, Picasso was abstract. Van Gogh painted sunflowers.
Got it. Sorry, what were you saying about what he carried
That he
around?
Would carry around a revolver with blanks and shoot it at people if they ever came up to him. And I always loved that. I thought that was a cool story. Not that I want to do that to people. I'm actually way more needy with people when they come up to me on the street. Like, there are definitely times where I'm like, oh, they're probably
trying
to.
Where are you going?
Yeah.
You're going to leave now?
That's what I'm like.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
There was this guy I was talking to on the train the other day. I saw him at the platform, and he was like, you know, he recognized me. He was like, and he was tall. For me to say that, he was tall. This dude was 6'7".
Damn.
And I was like, how tall are you? Then I was like, oh, shit. Now I know what that sounds like out loud when someone else asks it.
It's annoying.
It's
kind of an ego stroke.
Yeah.
How skinny are you? I would love to hear that. What pant size are you?
That just kept getting more and more intimate.
Sorry.
What does your skin feel like wrapped around someone else's skin?
I'm just saying I've never gotten anyone asking me about my size.
Yeah. Well,
in a flattering way.
What size are your feet, toots? But like we talked for a long time because we waited for the train and then he rode to the stop I was getting off with. And then he was like, you're actually really chill, dude. And I was like, oh, thank you. Okay. I'm just needy. That's the woman I was just talking to on the train. Like, I was asking her opinions on Pixar movies.
What kind of vibe do I give off? Thought I wasn't chill?
Well, in his defense, there are a lot of clips of me being totally not chill on the internet.
That's true.
Although, I was talking to someone, I almost name dropped. I'm trying not to on this podcast, but I was talking to someone
Somebody.
Who means a lot to me. Mm-hmm. Who created a show that I really love. I was talking to them right before this podcast, and he was like, you're not defensive in your heckler interactions, you know? Like, he was like, you're not defensive. It's very Buddhist and Zen of you to just go back and forth. And that meant a lot to me. And it was also funny because, like, I'd just eaten Domino's, and, like, I could feel like the worst diarrhea of my life in my, you know, like you get that feeling, you're like, I feel so sick right now. And I'm talking to this guy, and like,
today?
I just couldn't hide it right before I got here.
Did you take care of that?
It turns out it was just passing through. Nothing came out of me yet.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, I got 3 shows tonight. But that was because I was watching, I'm very impressionable. I was watching The Wire and they were eating McDonald's breakfast and I didn't eat when I got home last night. And I was like, I'm a big boy and I deserve a big breakfast. So I went to Domino's or I went to McDonald's to get it. They don't do all day breakfast anymore.
Really?
I don't know what the hell is going on with McDonald's, but they got to pick a lane. You either do breakfast all day or you don't. You do this whole marketing push years ago talking about how you're doing breakfast all day. And, is there not a demand for breakfast?
I love breakfast.
The most important meal of the day? Then I got there and I don't want a Big Mac. When you want a McGriddle.
Maybe everyone's fasting.
Oh, yeah. McDonald's is run by Muslims. It's Ramadan. That's the big
I
problem.
Don't know if a lot of people don't eat breakfast now. They're like, oh, I'm fasting.
I mean, yeah.
I love breakfast.
What do you usually eat for breakfast?
It changes all the time.
What do you eat? I feel like yogurt. You do yogurt
I'll
and
go
berries.
Like I'll have like a yogurt phase. I'll do that with like granola and fruit, Greek yogurt, and then I'll have like a smoothie phase, and I'll have like a banana, spinach, protein powder type vibe, coconut
in a shake.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And then I'll go on a rotation with eggs. I'll do a soft boil situation with some avocado and some potatoes. That's a go-to. Those are my three heavy rotations.
Say them to me again one more time. I need some breakfast bowl.
Like a Greek yogurt.
Greek yogurt.
With a fruit. I like frozen raspberries in the Greek yogurt. And then
Greek yogurt with a fruit. Call it a Ryan Seacrest.
Exactly. And then smoothies.
Can I say that? Is that bad? Fuck it. I said it. It's out there already. What
I think it's funny. I think it's really random. I don't think it makes any sense, which is great. No one knows what you meant by that.
I know. It's good. How can I offend somebody if I was in the middle of having a stroke?
Exactly. And then, I like a soft-boiled egg. I'm good at soft-boiling
eggs.
That's
gross. I don't like the runny egg thing.
It's not runny. It's jammy, as they say.
That didn't make it better.
And then I put it with avocado, and I air fry a sweet potato. I cut it up nice and small, and then I put that together. That is, I have a photo of.
Let me see. What time is this show?
See a photo of my
I don't know. I mean, yeah, show it to me, but the audience doesn't care.
Oh, you're right.
If we both go on our phones, we're going to think we're disrespecting
them. That's true. We're disrespecting them.
I can't do the, I love eggs, but I waste them too much to continue to buy them. And the cost of eggs just keep going up, you know?
I scrambled it this time, but that's,
ooh, that
I over scrambled. But
that's all air fryer?
Yeah, fryer, and then pan, and then the cotto.
Don't say that. The cotto. The cotto.
Avocado.
Yeah, I'm going to go have some moly right after this. Yeah, I got to go to Trader Joe's. Oh, I was trying to sing it. I got to go to Trader Ho's. I was trying to figure out when this show is so I could.
Today,
I really
should have
taken a screenshot of this so I could know where I have to go. Did I take a screenshot?
It's on Orchard Street at Lucky Jack's.
It is at Lucky Jack's, and it's at 8 o'clock. Oh, so I do have time to go to Trader Joe's. Okay, cool. Well, then let's wrap this bad boy up.
Okay.
Anything you want to plug?
Well, we got Magoobies.
Magoobies March 30th, this Thursday. We hope to see you there. I probably plugged the road dates at the top of the show. Did you
hear
how I plugged them? I added dates. I'm going to Boston and North Carolina.
Oh, when's North Carolina?
I'm not sure. By the time this comes out, it'll probably be on my website and I'll have announced it.
Should I add it to my list?
Maybe. It depends on when I'm going.
My mom was laughing at me being like, well, I'll be there. And
well,
I'll be
good.
There.
I'm a pushover.
And I'll be there.
I like it when you're there.
I'll find you.
I like having Tori with me. Rick, you can come anytime you want to, but that was.
I'll be in Boston.
Didn't look very excited about that. She will be in Boston with me May 5th and 6th. Friday, Saturday.
And then we go to Chicago.
Met her on my way to Chicago.
We're in the car together for a total of 9 hours.
Oh, boy. And wait, when?
For Boston.
Right.
It's 4.5 hours each way.
Right.
And then, I don't know if we're doing the same flights for Chicago, but whatever.
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
Anyways,
until next time, boys and girls.
Thanks for listening.
Road dates, TroyBondLive.com. Please
buy
subscribe
tickets.
To the podcast. More than anything, Mom, I never meant to hurt you. I never meant to make you cry. But tonight, I'm cleaning out my closet. We'll have more of this on our top of the hour next story. Thank you very much. And Scientology, you have my number.